Absolutely. If you're pointing to a reason why this team has the record they do, it's Connor Hellebuyck. And I think, you know, if you're a Winnipeg Jets fan, it's a really encouraging sign. Goals saved above expectation, which you referenced, that's kind of the first place we go to see what kind of workload is a goalie facing, and then how are they performing relative to that workload. We know based on what the Jets are allowing right now, Hellebuyck's workload has been really tough. They're allowing a ton of expected goals against, one of the worst teams in the league in terms of what they're allowing. And last year, Hellebuyck's results were really middle of the road, sometimes even negative, where he was giving up more than we would expect. And so it's kind of a strange season for him last year. This year, he's number one in the league. Right now, as of this morning, we have him at almost 9 goals saved above expectation. The next highest is Carey Price, another bounce back this year, and he's at about 5. So that kind of paints a picture of, you know, just how far beyond in this small sample Connor Hellebuyck has performed, and it's really been the difference maker. My only concern is, you know, goalie stats can be a little bit finicky. We got a small sample here. We know that Hellebuyck has the potential to be something like an average goalie sometimes too. And so if the Jets are going to lean on him in this way and keep exposing him to such a heavy workload, I would expect this number to come back to the pack over the course of the year. And so, you know, if the Jets aren't limiting the quality in front of them, they're going to burn this guy out. So a really hot start, and it's really encouraging to see that he's done this, but it's not something I'd want to bank on for another 60 games.